Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is Bill Wills, Tim Dimaugh, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services with me to talk about security with the inauguration. And a lot of stories about the background checks being done on National Guard troops going into D.C. Okay, here's Democratic Congressman, Tennessee, Steve Cohen, talking about National Guard troops coming to Washington.
The Guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something. And there were military people and police who took oaths to defend the Constitution and to protect and defend who didn't do it, who were in the insurrection. So it does concern me.
Saddens me as an American to hear a congressman talk that way. We're on the eve of the inauguration. But as I bring in Tim Dimaugh, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, if you're in charge of security, you got to worry about every angle. And I guess there may be an angle there.
Well, Bill, there is an angle there, but it's not an angle that they give a lot of credence to. They're just being overly cautious, which is fine. But I want your listeners to understand there's no intelligence at all that substantiates the fact that even one military person has plans to assist protesters or the radical side. Now, it doesn't hurt to do background checks, but we've had the military involved defending this country overseas, defending and assisting here in the United States in the last couple years with some pretty serious protests, riots, looting, etc. There has not been one military person that has assisted any of these radicals or protesters. But once again, it doesn't hurt to be overly cautious, but I would not be offended nor worried that that might happen.
Tim Dimaugh, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services with me on the eve of the inauguration. All right, we would normally say security is heightened because you've got the handoff of power, but my goodness, the package, as he's referred to, the president, whenever the Secret Service is handling things, they got to be worried about everything, and until they get him, talking about Biden, until they get him back into the Oval Office tomorrow, they got to be worried, I guess.
Well, they have to be just simply because there's a transition going on. And in any transition, and it's not just this year because of the big debate between Biden, Trump, and Democrats and Republicans. Anytime you have a transition, history has shown us this is a very delicate time, and you've really got to provide an extreme amount of security. I stated 2 weeks ago that you were going to see a tsunami of security for the inauguration, and that's exactly what happened, should happen, and we're going to have a smooth transition, and things are going to get better, as you said, when we get Biden in the Oval Office and we move on with the normal day-to-day activities of the President of the United States.
25,000 National Guard troops will be in Washington for the inauguration tomorrow. Tim Dimaugh, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services on the eve. We'll check in with you again tomorrow morning, get the latest on security. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.